It's hard to imagine anyone other than Dustin Hoffman in the role of Benjamin Braddock in 1967's iconic film The Graduate. But director Mike Nichols considered others, including a young Robert Redford. Nichols doubted whether the dashing Redford could play the sexually inexperienced college grad. The story goes that when Redford protested, Nichols asked if he had ever struck out with a girl. When Redford responded, "What do you mean?" Nichols answered, "That's precisely my point." On the flip side, casting the lovely yet not known for her scholarship Denise Richards as a nuclear physicist in the 1999 James Bond flick The World Is Not Enough is still considered, well, questionable. The point is, casting is crucial in the filmmaking process. But who are the people that make it happen, and how does the process get started?
They'll send over a script. You kind of read it and draw on people that you know that you think would be good for these certain characters.
That's James Beerb, founder and CEO of Hollywood South Casting, based here in New Orleans.
Usually the director has something in mind for the show, and we just try to provide them with as many options as possible.
Despite the recent explosion of film production in New Orleans, most films still bring in their above-the-line talent, their stars, from Hollywood.
Being a local casting director, you don't really deal with the A-list talent. You really only hire the local talent.
What they want from companies like Hollywood South are actors for the supporting roles to fill out the cast. So in a film like 12 Years a Slave, stars like Brad Pitt and Michael Fassbender are already in the picture. It's up to people like James to find someone to play the smaller roles, like the owner of the candy shop. Once an initial list of actors is put together, it's time for the audition process. And for a casting director, this is where things can get, well, dramatic.
I have seen it all. One time I was in an audition and somebody had to go to the hospital. They had to leave in an ambulance. And he got so into his performance, so hyped up, he fell over and I guess had a mild seizure or something.
I just had a man break down and cry last Saturday at a casting call, actually.
That's Mary LaChapelle, an associate at Hollywood South.
It was his first time ever auditioning, and he pictured in his mind that he was going to come in and be on a movie set and audition for this role in the space where really he was in a pretty blank, well-lit room with a chair, and we had a camera set up, and he fumbled the first time and got a little bit upset, and the second time he's like, "I give up, I'm going home," and just broke down and started crying and had to leave.
Here's an outtake from a recent audition for a reality series currently in development.
Tell me about a spooky, unexplained encounter you or someone you know may have had. Have you ever encountered a ghost, a creature, or any kind of presence?
I really don't like talking about it, but I will. Being from Louisiana, we're real big with voodoo. And growing up as a child, my grandmother used to take me to the cemeteries late at night to her grave. And one night, we're at Marie Laveau's grave. She's telling me the story as the wind picks up. And sooner than you know, the lightning strikes the mausoleum in front of me and catches the tree on the side of the grave on fire. So I'm sitting there crying, 10 years old, crying, and my grandma's running hold of my hand, pulling me out of the cemetery. I never went back since.
After the auditions, which in fairness rarely involve emergency medical attention, there's still often more than one good candidate for the role.
They'll piece different characters together and see how they all blend, and then ultimately they find the best mesh of characters.
Like much of the film industry, Beerb says that casting is undergoing rapid change, with a clear focus on the web.
There's so much more going on the internet with casting than ever before. More people are being able to be discovered because of the internet. More people can find access to the information that just 10 years ago was not available.
Whereas Hollywood South once operated from a brick-and-mortar shop, there isn't really a need anymore.
I've cast projects in Louisiana while I was in L.A., and I've cast projects in L.A. while I was in Louisiana. So it really doesn't matter where you are. If you have access to a phone, a computer, the internet, you can pretty much do casting anywhere.
As the industry keeps changing, one thing remains constant for Beerb, the pleasure of getting someone their first job.
Whenever you see it through other people's eyes, it's always enlightening. When you see that you've actually made someone so happy just for getting them as an extra role, it's really exciting to cast people who have never been on TV before, ever, and to see them succeed and excel is pretty amazing.
So now it's easier than ever to get discovered, especially since you don't even have to leave home to land a role, and you can even get away with wearing your lucky slippers. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.